Welcome, my pretties, to another episode of the Venture Maidens. Now tell me, darlings, have you signed up for the Patreon yet? I hear all the kids are doing it. You can get all kinds of goodies there, such as coloring sheets, access to the new Rising Hunger and Descent into Avernus campaigns as edited podcasts, and the biannual Venture scene that will be coming out soon in December. Check out the tiers at patreon.com/venturemaidens. And if you're already a patron, well, then we owe you our undying gratitude, as you allow us to keep the lights on and ensure that we can continue to offer Venture Maidens for free. And of course, thank you to Emily Mayer for making our kick-ass intro track. Thank you to our amazing sponsor for this episode, Elderwood Academy. They are artisans who craft amazing gaming products, including dice towers, dice trays, dice boxes, deck boxes, dice, and more. All products are crafted to look like spellbooks, scroll cases, codexes, and awesome fantasy gear that we love. They have a wonderful new product, spellbooks that are made to look like monsters. Yes, that's right. You'll have your very own monster to protect your dice. They are fully customizable like every other Elderwood Academy product, and you can choose the color, eye color, size, and other nifty details to make it truly your own creation. Make sure to check out that spellbook and many more at elderwoodacademy.com/don'tsplit. Alright, last time on the Venture Maidens, our heroes took a snooze and then set off to explore more of the maze. And to their surprise, they found another creature inside, a bard named Chess. After a suspicion-fueled exchange, Chess and the maidens eventually agreed to divide the rest of the work, searching for keeper game pieces. With a tentative alliance formed, the team headed through another gate and woke up to find themselves entirely made of wood. They met a trio of similarly wooden creatures and monstrosities who took them back to their quaint little village. After a town meeting, it was decided that the heroes would escort the toy citizens to confront the keeper's kidnapper, a rebellious individual named Jack. And that is what happened. All right, lovelies, toodaloo, see you at the midway point.
Gather round, travelers, to hear our tale. Our heroes lead a toy crusade to confront the kidnapping villain named Jack. Can they wrest the keeper back from his clutches? Who made all these wooden figures? Will our maidens keep their promise? Find out in episode 91, Outside the Box.
And we are now live. Everybody can see us. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome. It's another episode of Venture Maidens. Oh, gosh. I'm so glad to be here. Like somebody said, we did play 2 weeks ago, but 2 weeks seems like an actual eternity. So I'm glad to be here. Thank you all so much for joining us at our brand new time. Here we are. It's episode 91. I had to check my calendar. Yes, I'm excited. Hi, everybody. My name is Celeste Conowich, and I'm going to be your dungeon master.
Hi, I'm Brittany Quintero, and I'm going to be your moon elf warlock, Arnadel Athil.
Hello, I'm Katie, and I'm going to be playing Farrah Valen, the tiefling sorceress.
Hello, I'm Nassim, and I'm playing your human monk, Saya Noor.
And I'm Sage, and I am your bastion of barbarism, Kara Brynhilda.
Ooh! Alliteration.
Oh my god, winning! yay! Oh, boy. All right. Well, last time, we had some adventures, gang, and we are in a strange place. Yeah, so you had landed in this little toy town full of little toy monsters, and you all are little toys. And so what was the very last thing that happened? What did you convince all the new toys to do after a very good town meeting?
To march with us for the sake of friendship is magic, and we're gonna hug all of these sad...
All the problems.
All these sad, weird toys. Yeah. I mean, but we know better. We're gonna be like, nope, you're gonna be a great crowd control for whatever the fuck we have to deal with.
Oh, boy! Yes! So that is where we are starting. We are officially in our second gate in this large maze that we have been navigating in hopes of reaching Minitios. And in this gate, of course, you had discovered all of these wooden toys carved to look like monsters. You had rallied them all together. They had let you know that this toy named Jack, who is apparently older than all the other toys, has been there longer, had kidnapped the keeper. So you all are now marching with the citizens of this town towards Jack's castle, which as you are walking down, so everything around here looks like a very scenic, like, farm view. There are those nice, like, green rolling hills that slope gently, stretching out in front of you with this winding, perfect little road leading further into this land. The sky above is perfect blue with this, like, nice, fat yellow sun in the sky. And this beautiful scenery continues until there is a point in the distance where it is just cast in shadow. You can see that the green of the grass there is dead and black, and the sky above changes from that happy blue into a stormy gray. And you see, you know, outlined against this gray sky, this castle, this fortress set up on the hill that is, you know, just these horrible shades of gray and black that look so out of place in the scenic scape. And, you know, even as you look at it, you see a dramatic clash of thunder happen behind this castle. It's all very, very odd, very cartoonish, the way that you're viewing this place and whatever the reality here is. It seems to manifest in a very storybook kind of way. So here you are, marching towards this ominous castle, and surrounded by maybe 100 or so of these monsters that you had met in town. Once again, all of them are carved from wood and painted beautifully to look like these fearsome monsters, but clearly the personalities do not match the bodies that you have. And all of you as well are now wooden. You had established last time that you cannot use your magic. You do have your equipment on you, but it all seems to look like toys. Like, everything you were carrying is now a toy version of whatever it was before. So you all are leading this march. What are you doing?
I demand to know what Alistar looks like as a little wooden pseudo-dragon. I want fan art.
Well, Brittany, tell us.
You know those, so I don't know if this is, like, super common. I see them a lot in Germany. They're like, you hang them, and they have these things that you can pull to make the wings
like little strings
flap and
to make them dance.
Yeah, and each of the tail and neck and all that's like segmented pieces of wood. Excellent craftsmanship in that wood carving. But you know what do y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
One of those. Oh, so he... Yeah, and he, you know, is taking this all in stride with everyone else, just sort of, you know, chirping around and looking at the other toys. And because none of you, like, felt that very unpleasant, like, experience of being, like, severed from your magic, you know, like you were before. But it's just a very odd little change.
We're not conduits the same way anymore. We're literally made of wood.
You're made of wood, and that's why you can't cast Fireball, you know?
We don't got that.
It makes a sort of weird sense.
Wonder if we, like, bleed sap or, like, or just splinter.
Shatter.
Do you bleed?
Who?
I don't know.
That's weird. Of course, Arnadel's like, okay, so, like, magic. Magic. This is magic. What the fuck kind of, like, we're alive and conscious and sentient, like, what the fuck? Like, my brain, you know that, like, meme with the woman calculating, like, extreme equations? That's Arnadel's kind of background state throughout all this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't we have them, like, make little banners and, like, balloon things to be like, welcome back, Jack, before we let them come back?
I believe, yes. I think some members of this town have stayed behind to set up the town for, like, a party.
Oh, how sweet.
Like, to welcome Jack back. Because you had said, you know, you're like, make banners and, like, balloons. So half of the population are currently, you know, getting the town ready, and the other half are kind of marching with you further into this gray, scary area of the landscape.
Now, how do we make ourselves not look like an army coming to kill him and like a come back, friend?
Should we start singing the Spaceballs, like ding, 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 ding? Y'all know what I'm talking? Like a little bit of a, like a celebratory like song. While we're walking.
A happy song? Singing a happy song?
Yeah.
Does Arnett all start singing a happy song?
It starts as a humming thing, and then kind of like, I'm like, oh yeah. I look at the rest of you, and I'm like, using my hands to kind of like inspire everybody to join in. Come on, guys.
Happy song. It's a happy song.
There we go.
Saya starts a rhythm on her body and is like, come on, everyone. Sing a happy song.
Clap if you're happy.
Oh, God. Yeah,
the beholder, you know, who's been floating behind you and was one of the creatures who found you is like, I'm sorry, what are you doing?
Just do it too. Repeat. More very gestural hand motions, like,
we're just trying to get the party started.
Yeah, okay. And it takes a while, but you know, the song starts around this whole group, and they're like, ah, da, da. It's got definitely a tinge of nervousness to it as you march closer and closer to this like circle of darkness that surrounds Jack's castle here. And now that you've kind of moved into the shadow of this place, you can see, you know, that the castle itself is very like, you know, if you were to describe, you know, have a child draw a castle, it's, you know, this big cube-like building with towers and, like, lots of scary small windows that bats fly out of occasionally. And, you know, it's situated up there on the hill, so you come to the base of this hill that has this winding path moving forward, and now, you know, can see there are trees on either side that are, like, withered and dead and kind of scarily blowing in a breeze.
Scary tree.
Well, I guess we knock.
Tori, you want to just keep marching up this
hill? Yeah. March right up to that front door.
Right. Are the gates open? Is there like a closed portcullis?
Yeah, so as you wind up, you know, a little bit closer to this castle, you can see here that there is a drawbridge, and it is currently up. And surrounding the castle at the very top, there's a moat. And this moat is probably maybe like 90 feet wide. So it surrounds the entire base of this castle here. And as you're looking down in it, it's not water in the moat. It's this white viscous liquid that is completely opaque.
Totally.
Arnold's first guess is glue.
I mean, you want to investigate?
Yeah.
You're looking at it. It does have kind of a weird smell.
I'm all down for them chemicals. I'm going to try to, like, determine. So I'm going to kind of, like, can I just kind of dip down and take a sample?
Yeah, I think, you know, you can smell and you can test it. And you're like, ee. And, you know, as you, like, dip your finger in to test it, you're like, oh, yeah, that is definitely glue. This is a whole moat of glue.
So I'm going to look at you guys and be like, okay, it's glue.
That sticks to you really great.
Cool, like that E6000 shit or whatever the fuck. Right? So I'm going to be like, ooh. So I'm going to, you know, just kind of like, let that dry. Be like, glue, don't touch it. And then make an announcement like, okay, nobody touch this stuff. You know, like still kitty, happy oriented.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't touch this stuff. It's really bad. You're going to get stuck and you're not going to be happy. You're going to have a bad time.
And then the bullet is like, but how are we supposed to get inside if we can't touch it?
We're going to wait and we're going to call out and see if they'll open the door for us. Not really, but for everybody's sake, like, kind of.
Okay, yeah, and there's a lot. There's lots of like chattering amongst, you know, the toys as they look at each other, and the song totally stops as they all like stand there in this big cluster, just like looking desperately at all of you.
It's okay. It's okay. We don't need to get upset or stressed. It's all good. Let's just turn it to you guys, kind of getting nervous because I'm running out of shit to say. What are we gonna do?
How far is this moat from the door?
So it's like 90 feet between like you at the edge of this moat and the drawbridge, which is currently up. So you don't see any kind of handles or anything. Apparently there's got to be a mechanism inside.
Can Sawyer water walk on glue? Because monks can run on water.
Yeah, but if it's sticky, it's not exactly the same kind of, what's the word?
I can send Alistar. I still have my familiar abilities, right? Because that's more of like a telepathic bond.
I mean, you can still telepathically talk to him. You do get the sense that he's nervous, like he doesn't know if he can even fly when he's made out of wood.
Well, I kind of shove my shoulder up to kind of launch him to see if he can do it.
Yeah, and I think he kind of like does, and it's this like
weird,
awkward fall thing as he's trying to figure out how it works.
That's all I needed. I'm like, oh, no, sorry, baby.
He falls like, yeah, and you managed to catch him before.
We shouldn't just try to force our way across. I mean, this moat is here for a reason. Jack clearly likes his space, so maybe let's just call out to him first and
start a chant.
Sure. I mean, we can start just chanting Jack.
Jack, come back.
Jack.
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 Jack. Jack. Jack. We can never say Venture Maidens all together. We can't.
Yeah. So we can assume we start this rhythmically.
Somebody roll me a percentage die.
I'm on it. I got all my dice out. Except that fell off the table, and so did that one. That's not the right one. That's going to be a 37%.
Okay, so as this happens, you're all yelling Jack, and you do it like 10 times, and now, you know, the group behind you is getting very excited because you're doing something else again. So they're all screaming, you know, at the top of their lungs. And just over the sound of all of these chanting voices, you hear like a boo!
Oh, no.
Kind of sound come from the top of the castle here. And this gigantic, like, beach ball is just shot from one of the spires outwards and, like, is rocketing towards, you know, where you all are standing. So why don't you all go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw as this ball is being, like, thrown, shot at you like a cannon.
Oh, God. Is it made of wood, though? Because like a dog, Saya is getting immediately excited and wants to kick it back.
It is not made of wood. It is like an air-filled plastic.
I got a 22.
Oh.
Okay, so you managed to throw yourself out of the way as this happens.
So literally at like a blow-up ball.
Like a gigantic beach ball.
Oh,
just got shot.
I mean,
at
a 22, can I like fucking?
Y'all wanna?
Yeah, fucking volleyball. Like I'm gonna volley that shit. Just I'm gonna set it up like a set. Whoever wants to fucking spike it, there we go. Like anybody played volleyball, I'm gonna set it.
I'm into it. Let's do it.
So I think enough of you did well if you all want to go ahead and like boop it back so it won't hit any of the other toys all around you who do start screaming because they don't understand what's happening.
We're going to make this real fun in game time. I think psychologically it's in our best interest to make this seem like it's a big fun game.
Yeah, they're screaming in terror as you hook this ball back and it like, you know, makes an arc and like poof, and lands, you know, kind of in the middle of this moat. And seems to be just sort of stuck there as it sinks in just a little bit.
By the way, Arnadel is an exceptional volleyball player.
More things I did in college.
More things. I did that in high school.
She got every scholarship. She had to get a sports one too.
Yeah.
Volleyball was it.
Yeah, so that seemed to be your response to the chanting.
Hmm. So it's stuck in the glue now. How much of the space did it take up?
So it's probably like a 10 by 10 foot.
Are there trees, like cardboard trees around us?
There are some of those trees that, you know, the scary willow trees with no leaves all around you.
Should we break them apart and make ourselves a bridge?
We can try. Kara's got an axe. It might work in this wooden world.
Who's really good at scaling a wall?
I would say the monk who can run up walls.
Yeah, I think that might be, you're going to have to, somebody's going to have to infiltrate these barriers and then go get that drawbridge down.
But that doesn't feel right to me. I want to keep trying to talk first. I don't want to just break in.
They definitely, we tried to talk and they shot a
beach ball. A beach ball. That sounds like fun.
I mean, seem like a fun person.
The rest of the toys do not look
to
like
us. That's fun, but I think that is the toy version of fuck off.
He just shot a ballista at us.
No pun intended. We did not come here to play.
Kara,
we did not come here to play.
We are not here to play.
But maybe he wants to play.
I don't think so. I think in this like world's weird toy lingo, this is an aggressive maneuver.
Okay, well, fine. I'll try to go scale a wall, but I'm still going to try to talk to him when I get over there. That's, she muffles, says that to herself. I'm still going to try to talk to him.
Give him a hug, Saye.
Saye, I am so on board with this. I definitely do not want to try to battle it out with these weird wooden limbs. Definitely not into it. I don't have shit to help me with this. I don't got magic, neither. I'm here, and I go and start, like, I take my dagger, the air and dagger, the lightning dagger, and start, like, trying to cut off some of this, and I'm like, all right, here. And
so your dagger is a toy dagger. Oh. So imagine it's like a child's.
I'll perforate it. I'll just start punching holes to make it easier to rip and...
Yeah, around, like, garden trowel, so you can dig up the tree.
No, like, you know, like, if you don't have scissors, you can, like, poke holes in paper and then rip it more easily kind of thing. Does that work?
So the trees themselves are made of wood.
Oh.
So they're not, like, cardboard. They are, like, wooden trees.
Oh.
Well,
shit.
And, like, the grass is real. Underneath, like, so not everything here is made of wood.
Ew, I don't, oh, that's like throwing me through a mind loop.
Is my rope of climbing still rope?
If you take it out of your bag, it's like a stuffed beanbag rope.
What? There's no twine?
It looks like your rope of climbing, but it's been toyified.
That's weird.
I'll say the secret words to it and see if it starts, like, to wiggle or do anything and starts to...
Unfortunately, it does not. It sits limply in your hands, and you feel its heavy weight. Worst Beanie Baby ever.
They all were. Terrible fucking investment.
Well, it's still a 60-foot rope of heavy beans.
That's true.
So
of heavy beans, yeah.
Maybe if we let them know that we're not like the rest of them.
We're not trying to hurt you. We're just going to scale your walls because we want to talk.
We're exactly. New here. We heard that you were, you know, a little bit more advanced in your time here than the rest of them. I don't know if you can tell just by the way we're talking. Farrah's just, like, shouting up to it.
We just want to talk.
I mean, I'm going to say, you know, a moment passes and then you hear as another, like, volleyball is shot at you all.
All right, team.
Sploot, and this one lands.
I'm gonna run and barrel fucking roll and just try to set it.
Push it a little bit farther than the first one so you can make a little ball bridge for me.
Dope, let's do it. So I'm gonna... This is the most athletic right. thing you've ever seen Arnadel do.
Fair is confused at this sight.
Hit balls of air. Oh. Yeah, I mean, if you want to keep yelling, he will keep throwing these balls at you, and you can make, like, this little, row of beach balls that can lead you to this gate.
All right, yeah, well, at least one more. We just want to have a chat with you, see if maybe you're up for a game.
Set.
Spike.
You've got this down as you go ahead, and you have this, like, nice, cushy path. And the rest of the toys behind you are just looking at you in complete awe that you are not bothered at all by these things falling from the sky.
Should we leave the kids here?
Yeah. They seem maybe terrified. They should, like, take a little picnic break.
Yeah, just stay under the trees so that if a beach ball does come down, it, like, just is stopped by the trees.
Or just stay away from the moat, because if these beach balls hit them, they're probably going to be fine.
Well, Kara wants to, like, snag one and then, like, squish it harmlessly in front of one of them and, like, pass it to them and be like, see, look, fine. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's a fun toy.
Woo.
And the Cyclops, like, stretches down and, you know, picks it up suspiciously and pokes it and is like, oh, it doesn't weigh anything.
It's a ball of air.
Exactly.
Oh.
And then she'll kind of, like, toss it up towards him and be like, see, look, you can play games with them.
Ooh. And they start, you know, he starts handing it to the other toys who all examine it very carefully. This will take a very long time if you do want to leave them to
I'll start to throw and playing, like, back and forth with Kara. Like, oh.
There you go. Playing catch.
Yeah. Like, super exciting.
Well, we'll stay out here and make sure we get them all if you go in there and talk to Jack.
Okay.
Deal.
I'll be back.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I pat them on their little wooden heads.
We've got your back. The Cyclops nods sagely and waves.
We know you do. Thank you.
Sweet. So we want to try and jump across these this beach ball bridge?
Hell yeah.
Sure gonna try.
I don't know if any of you have watched Wipeout, but this is exactly what we've created for ourselves.
I would like to hope that Saya's gonna, like, run up there and then toss us the beanbag rope that we can use to scale the wall, because...
Yes, exactly. That was my plan. I was gonna go across, leave the rope with you guys, and, make my way up first, and then you guys can help each other with the rope, and I'll help you up the wall.
Yeah.
All right. So, essentially, the situation you all are in mechanically is that none of your special abilities or spells or anything work, but you do have all of your saving throws and skills are at the same level. Since those are all things you've learned how to do and understand how to do, you can still use your skills. So, let's go ahead and just to get over the bridge, everybody go ahead and give me either an athletics or an acrobatics check.
Oof. Okay.
As you're trying to not fall into this glue.
17.
I cast... Ooh. Oh, never mind.
I use my wing... Oh, oops.
26.
Dirty 20.
Oh, wow.
16. Okay, yeah, so you all are fine. It's a little odd because, you know, you don't have the usual weight of your equipment and your joints are a little bit different, but you are starting to get used to the way these bodies bend, and you manage to jump and hop from beach ball to beach ball until you are right in front of this large wall with the moat gate. So, Saya, are you going to try and scale this wall?
Yeah, we are.
All right. What skill do you want to use? Athletics, acrobatics, something else?
I think it's going to be extremely acrobatic because, like you said, her joints are completely new, but she's loving it. These are like ball. I picture like ball joints. So it's like flexibility she could never have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine you kind of look like those drawing figures. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that you get at art stores.
Yeah. Or like those moldable ones that you use to use as figure drawing.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's these ball joints that just roll and move without any kind of restriction. So it's like this incredible cartwheel of the wall that she's doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't get tired and you don't have to use strength to do anything because you weigh like... You know, so little. All right, so let's go ahead and roll that check.
25.
Whoa, yeah, you are soaring in your new wooden body as you manage to, you know, flip yourself over the top of this wall here, and you land on this little thin balcony, you know, where the wall itself has, like, a balcony that walks all around the outer wall. So you can look down into the courtyard down below, which is just this barren, you know, landscape of dead grass that's maybe, like, 30 feet wide before you get to the main castle itself inside, which is just a smaller cube inside of the bigger cube. Not very imaginative. All of the, you know, all of the stone is just black and sort of dirty and mossy. But as you look down, you can see that there are two, like, little gatehouses by either side of the moat door that probably have the winch you need to lower the gate.
Oh, okay. Well, aren't they all on the balls, though? Will I not crush them with the door?
I'll say you could have done it to the left of the door if you wanted. There's a lot of beach balls. Y'all okay. were playing for a while. Got so. It.
Well, I open that door.
All right, yeah, so you clatter down onto the ground. What's great, too, is you can just fall off of the wall and you just land in a pile of limbs and it doesn't hurt at all. So, yeah, and you can, you know, pop into this guardhouse and, you know, start turning this big crank that looks like just like a little plastic cog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm imagining this castle, if you ever had, like, growing up, like, the Lego castle, like the first one they did, this is kind of what it looks like. So you hear the, you know, the squeaking of the gate lower, and you all can now hop onto the moat gate, which is standing open.
Thank you so much for flying Venture Maiden's Air. We know you have your choices of imaginary travel, so we appreciate you venturing away with us. Before we begin our descent, we'd like to welcome you to please leave us a rating and review of your venturing experience, because your few good words leads many more to a great adventure. Now we'd like to share this flight's sponsor, Hero Forge. Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature today, and check back often. New content is added every week. Hero Forge allows users to build a completely custom miniature. Choose from dozens of fantasy race templates, then customize them further by tuning their height, weight, hairstyle, facial expression, accessories, armor, or wings, horns, tails, fins, and more. Their easy-to-use design tools lets you build their perfect miniature online using a fully 3D in-depth character creator right in your web browser. Hero Forge is constantly expanding the catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week, as well as major features and custom posing on a regular basis. So visit HeroForge.com and start your miniature today. Thank you all so much for your time. Venture Maiden's Air hopes you enjoy the remainder of our flight and have a safe stay in the plains.
Ooh, good job, Saye. That was terrifying.
Do a nice
at the end
dramatic
there.
Bow.
So you're all in this courtyard, and you do see there is that central building that has the two kind of closed doors in front of you. And other than the gatehouse, those appear to be the only doors.
Shall we say hello to Jack?
Hopefully.
I mean, he's probably, like, holed up in the keep, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at.
This is probably the way.
This is the way.
This is the way. All right, I walk through.
And as you open them up, you see that there is a big, empty, probably like a ballroom, you would guess. Absolutely no furniture whatsoever. It's pretty dark in here, other than, you know, because there were the few, like, slitted arrow windows that don't let in a lot of the gray light from outside. So it's very dank and dim and depressing in this room. Yes, Brittany.
We didn't see anybody on the battlements launching these balls from just empty courtyard.
Yep. It's been completely empty so far.
Weird.
And, you know, there's this big empty ballroom in front of you. You see that there is a set of grand stairs that lead up. And on that balcony landing, you can see that there is a set of doors on the left and a set of doors on the right.
All right. Well, I'll start going up the stairs, and I guess I will go right.
Yeah. And if you open up the right doors, you can see that it leads into, like, a thin spiral tower that goes upwards. So you're standing at the base of that.
Ooh, up the tower.
All right. Going up the right tower. Everybody following?
Yep.
Okay.
Everybody go ahead and make me perception checks as you start to climb up this winding tower.
I'm going to guidance Saye.
Oh, thank
Wait,
you.
You can't cast any...
Oh, fuck. You're right.
Yeah. 26.
Well, damn.
Farrah goes to high five her and then it's like, oh yeah.
Well, Whoops. Yeah, okay, so Kara and Arnadel, you hear this as, you know, Saya and Farrah are going back and forth, like, oh, wait, I can't, sorry, I can't.
Missed the high five.
You hear, up at the very, very top of the tower, it must be, you hear, like, a clattering sound and, like, a thump, 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 oh. Like something is rolling down the stairs. You still have a moment to react to it, because the tower is clearly very tall based on what you're hearing.
Should we run back downstairs so that this thing doesn't bowling ball us?
Just stand on the rail and get out of the way.
So there is definitely no rail. Okay. So think of this tower sort of like it's a long, thin tower. Yeah, it's a very tight spiral, like around a central column here.
Oh, this is video game platforming, like 101.
I'm sure we can jump over it.
Well, let's wait and see what it is. Because we might be able to just puncture it.
Mm-hmm. And then you hear right behind it, thump, 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 as more of these things come down behind
it. Let's clear out and see what the fuck that is. We might be able to, handle it.
Thump, 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 thump. It's getting very loud and echoey.
I'm going to scooch down them stairs and wait for it to come down.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you kind of want to wait with the door open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just.
All right. So as you do so, you know, you stand out of the way of the door and clattering down the steps, probably about the size of each of your head, is this large glass ball that has sort of this decoration in it that almost looks like a feather. Yeah.
We'd have marbles, right? Like, that's kind of a...
Yeah, you would probably recognize a marble. So this marble, like, shoots out, you know, having, like, fallen down this whole, like, set of stairs. And then rapidly after it comes another one and another one. As you see, just all of these marbles have been released into the hallway. And they start, like, shooting out and now are just, like, kind of filling up this empty room at the bottom as more of these things are just being poured down this hallway.
Come on, man. We just want to talk.
Kara, you still got your shield, right?
Yeah.
Yo. Let's Trojan this shit.
You're just gonna barrel through the marbles?
Behind a shield, Kara's gonna hold that shield up and we're gonna just let him roll off, right?
I've been training my whole life for this.
For this?
Have you?
To fight the marble staircase.
Yeah. Just shield it, bulldoze it, let's go.
All right. So, Kara, I want you to give me some kind of check. What was that, Nassim?
I was about to say, maybe I could try to, like, also aid and support where if a marble bounced off the shield, I could give a little blast of air to, like, keep it hovering over myself and Farrah. But if they can't use magic, can I not manipulate elements?
You certainly cannot.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, no special abilities whatsoever.
We're just down to pure, like, elbow grease, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of that, so whatever.
All right. So Kara, yeah, what kind of a skill did you want to use to try and do this?
I'm feeling like I would say probably like a constitution check, as we're just like, you know, just
getting hammered with
into like maintain her like bulwark stature against all these marbles and like having to climb up God knows how many stairs and also not get winded.
Can we be flying buttresses for Kara's arms?
So you're holding arms as she's pushed.
Elbow bent, we're holding up the upper arm as like support beams.
Sure, if you want to do that, why don't you go ahead, Kara, and roll with advantage as Arnadel is lifting Kara's arms.
I mean, we could pretty much lift Kara.
Lift and
Kara
support.
Kara can barely hold the shield over our heads. We're taller than her.
Oh, crawling.
I've got to love this.
Put her on our shoulders.
But if I'm up a stair, then I'm like the same height. Up a stair, too.
We're assisting.
Right? If she's in the front.
Could you imagine if you back on people and they push you upstairs, so you're still guiding yourself, but like you've got arms behind you that are like pushing you forward.
Either way, that's an 18.
Okay, all right, so that is enough as you are pushing your way up the stairs, and it is absolutely hard work as you are doing this, because these marbles, again, they are about the size of your head, so it's like, you know, these boulders are flying at you, and you're just pushing them back, and, you know, like, the impact of the weight. Luckily, you don't have muscles that would, like, get tired of doing this in the same way. Basically, all you have to do is just, like, focus into this grip, and you manage to weather the blows as these marbles go shooting off behind you. And you think you make it probably halfway up the stairs when you can definitely tell that the marbles are slowing. So maybe whoever is throwing them is running out of marbles as you continue to push your way up the stairs, and you eventually come to the top landing here, where you see opens up into a much bigger room. And this room is sort of rectangular, and you can see that on either side there are more of those windows that are set with these like different panes of stained glass in like sort of rainbow colors. And in the center of this room are these two creatures that stand a couple feet taller than you. And you can see that sticking out of their backs are these very large, like brass shapes that look like wind up things. And one of them is like, it's this very rudimentary being that's made of like metal and glass and kind of cobbled together to sort of look like a mouse, if you had to guess. And then the other one is a very boxy, almost human shape. But whatever they are standing over this like large glass jar that has just a couple marbles left in the bottom. And they're like sort of reaching down and like look at you and pick up the marbles and don't seem to know what to do.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Could you tell us where Jack is?
And like the one that looks like a mouse kind of and then throws the marble at you.
Oh, maybe because they're wind up toys, they don't know how to think. Like they're just wound up to do one function.
Oh, that's a good point.
They're kind of squeaking as they reach down and pick up another marble and like
chuck it.
And you can easily avoid these.
We should take their key out.
Oh, but that seems invasive.
I don't think so.
And then like, the big sort of robot one like starts to stop with the marbles and starts to
I would like to
walking towards you.
Definitely make a maneuver to take the key out of its back.
Okay. What kind of skill would you like to use to accomplish that?
Acrobatics.
You can do like a cool like and like trick it and get behind it.
All right. Ooh, go for it. That's going to be a 23.
Yeah, all right. So what does it look like? A cool maneuver where you like get behind this thing and take out the key.
I'm still very much in volleyball mode. And as you know,
it's
when you go
you
to
this episode, yes.
Well, I was varsity volleyball in high school.
I didn't know
I was
that.
Very good at it. And there's like a front roll that you can do to like get to whatever the fuck and like angle yourself like underneath. Does that make sense? Like it's a low profile kind of game. So I'm going to front roll and then like go underneath its arms or whatever it is it's trying to chuck and then turn around and yank the key out of it.
All right. Yeah. And you do, you know, you pop up behind this thing and it clearly didn't have the reaction time to deal with this maneuver. So as you go and you just pull the key out of its back here, immediately you all see this figure as like, you know, they're the front torso bends over. So this thing is just still at like a 90 degree angle and seems to stop. And you see the mouse creature behind it that's still like chucking the marbles. It kind of puts it down and then it turns around and goes and it's making these like short little steps towards a door on the far side of this hall.
It is heartbreaking.
You do, and it's so slow, so you can absolutely get to it. Are you trying to pull the key out of this one as well?
Maybe we could question it before we turn it off.
I just want to follow it and see where it's going.
Okay.
Like, same. Is it going back to his master or whatever?
We just have a one direction route, right? We're still in a tower.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're in this long hall now, but this mouse is just running towards a door at the far side. So it appears to be the only way to go.
Let's follow it.
Yeah, you do. And it, as it continues down, and it gets to the point where the door is and it like reaches out, you know, a fist that's bent at a right angle and kind of around and looks back at all of you all.
We're just like standing like 2 feet behind it, just like looking and waiting.
Yeah, like
casually.
And from the other side of the door, you hear a What do you want?
The mouse doesn't do anything.
The mouse doesn't seem to be able to open the door.
To talk?
The mouse keeps going, ee, ee, ee.
Yeah, it can't speak either.
Mm-mm.
We're here to talk.
You look at it, and it doesn't seem to have a mouth.
It's a toy.
Or it does, but it's like painted. These toys, you can tell, are very poorly made, as opposed
like those tin ones from the 1800s, you know?
Yeah, and also, whoever made these wasn't very good at it.
Oh.
Just isn't very clear.
Pharaoh is just gonna reach, kind of be like, oh, excuse me, sorry, and just kind of like reach over the mouse and try to open the door.
Yeah, and as you like pull on the locked handle, you hear, don't come in! Who are you? What are you doing here?
Jack, is that you?
Who's asking?
Or I think we should just go in.
Yeah. If I can.
It's locked. Oh. If you wanted to, but if you want to, like, force the door or try to pick it.
Oh.
No, I'm just gonna. We're new here. We're just trying to talk to you. We heard that you left the village because the other toys were, I mean, I don't want to be mean to them, but kind of not at your level. So we just wanted to see if we could talk to you about the keeper, maybe help you guys figure out some sort of arrangement. But yeah, we're just here to help the whole situation and hopefully get out ourselves, maybe, with the keeper.
Where did you come from? You don't sound like the others.
Well, we fell out of the sky.
If I let you in, are you going to hurt me?
No.
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 No. No.
We physically can't.
Is this a deceive?
No.
Or are you being truthful?
I think we're being truthful. I think physically we're not capable. We know we're not capable of, like, doing really any harm.
It would just be a lot of, like, clink, clink, clink.
Not any more than you can hurt us. I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Yeah.
I did not.
I guess we can talk.
Awesome.
And you hear like something like a pulling sound and the door clicks open. So it's unlocked.
Is this mouse still freaking out?
Yeah, it's trying to walk in and like it can't really get by you. But you do see also it is starting to kind of slow down in its movement. Mm. Like maybe its wind is running out. Mm.
Wow.
So it's sort of like limply trying to walk around you.
Farrah just kind of like lets it go in first, like, oh, after you.
Yeah. And it'll stop like right by the door here. So you can pull open this door and you see in front of you is a smaller round chamber that has more of these windows that are looking down and out around the landscape around you. And this room has clearly been set up sort of like a bedroom. It's very sparse, but compared to the rest of the furniture in this place, which has been like nothing, it's pretty well decorated. And sitting by one of these windows, you see in this very simple chair is a figure who's been made out of cloth. You can tell. And their face is sort of this almost a rubbery wood that's been painted in a smile, sort of like a clown's face. And this figure, you know, they have like a torso, but the rest of them is just like a cloth tube. And you can see it's been cut at the bottom here and like sewn up with a very unskilled hand. And then in another corner of this room, you see this like big wooden box that's been painted a variety of rainbow colors.
Oh, get it. I think I get it.
Yeah. So this figure is like sitting in this chair here.
Uh-huh.
And as you all kind of walk into the room, they consider you. You don't look anything like the other toys.
I want to take it in and step forward and what you just described, kind of like look at it and then look at Jack and be like, did you do this? Is that part of you?
Not anymore.
Did you separate yourself?
Yes. I didn't like being in a box all the time.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Hey, we're just here to get some understanding because we don't really know what's going on. And the other toy said that you were they said that you had fancier words like us. And I think that means that we have the ability to maybe figure out what's going on.
Perhaps you do seem a lot smarter than they do. But I guess smart is probably the wrong word. I was like them too when I first got here. Except I was alone. So. Anyway, what do you want my help with?
We heard that you took the keeper.
And he crosses his arms, like, immediately as you say that.
We're not trying to take the keeper away. You can have him. We just need to... We need some information.
Why do we need a keeper?
Well, I'm really curious about why you wanted him. Them, whatever they are.
Well, I wanted to get out of here. And the only person who talks to Minitios is the keeper. So I was hoping they could tell me how to get out of here, because I would like to tell Minitios to... I don't even have words.
To shove it.
I want to know why she made me and why she put me here. And why she put me in that stupid box. And what's going on.
I
don't think any of this is fair, and I was trying to get answers from the keeper.
Where's the keeper now?
Somewhere safe.
You know, we're trying to get out of here, too.
Did you get any answers from them?
No, they refused to talk to me.
Well, maybe it's because you're keeping them a prisoner.
I didn't know what else to do. The other toys don't like me, and I don't like them either.
That's fine.
They're foolish, and they don't understand what's happening to them. They're sad. It makes me sad to talk to them.
That's okay. Totally understandable. I think that... So, here's the... We're being very honest with you. We also want to talk to the keeper. And we think that maybe we can help you get the answers that you're looking for. But in order to do so, since the keeper's not wanting to talk to you, can we take a crack at it?
How do I know you aren't sent by Minitios to just get the keeper back?
You don't. And we can tell you the truth, and maybe you won't believe us, and maybe you will, but that's really up to you.
Why don't you go ahead and make a persuasion check for me?
Oh my god, I love these dice. That's persuasion. 17 plus 5, 22.
So this, you know, this, now I guess a puppet, looks at you from this chair. It hasn't moved. It doesn't seem to be able to move.
Yeah, it cut its spring off from its little jack-in-the-box.
And, so Jack considers you and says, all right, but I have to be there too.
Okay.
And don't try anything or I'll... It kind of looks around the room, and he's like, you'll regret it.
Jack, we're not trying anything. We're literally in the same situation. We just want answers. So right now we're allies.
You deserve answers too.
Carl will lean down on the ground, like in front of them, and we'll be like, I'll carry you if you want. And we'll like motion for him to like hop, like throw his arms over her shoulders.
And he looks at you suspiciously, and then is like, and he'll move his arms very quickly around your neck, and he weighs almost nothing, since, you know, it's just the top part of him that you're carrying. And he points, over to the left where there is a small door.
Let's go.
All right. You open it up and you see that there is a long hallway, a long thin hallway that has many doors on the outside of it. And he points to one of the doors on the left. And you can see these doors look like prison doors. They have those little like rectangle gaps at eye level that have bars in front of them there. So you can go to the one he indicates. And as you slide it open, you see that there is a figure sort of huddled in one corner of this completely barren room. And they look very similar to the figure you encountered before on the back of Zaratan in the last gate. They seem to be made completely out of black stone. And you see that their head goes up to this like sort of a teardrop point that has like a slash through it with a little dot on top. But this figure seems a little bit more human than the one you encountered before. It already has like a mouth that's been carved out and sort of like a shape of a nose, and it's got arms. So it looks like it's more human than the last piece you saw. And it's just sort of sitting in the corner and humming to itself.
I don't like where this is going.
Hey!
Oh! Hello! How can I help you?
We're going around and collecting all these chess pieces from all of the other keepers to hopefully try and play a game of chess, I guess, and hopefully talk to Minitios.
Oh, well, good luck with that. And the figure smiles at you from the corner of the room, and Jack on your back car is like, you see, it's insufferable. I mean, you can't get anything from.
Can we, can we let you out and have a conversation? How did we get the last piece?
I would like that very much. The piece says, and Jack, is that quite necessary?
I mean, Jack, I don't think keeping this guy in the cell is gonna help you out very much, especially if you're asking for its help.
And you hear like a clinking sound as Jack unslings like a key from his neck and gives it to you.
Okay, I open the door. I mean, do we let him out or do we go in and sit with it?
I mean, we can just go into the room with it, I think.
Yeah, you can all kind of crowd in, and you know, this the piece hasn't made like any moves to move towards the door or anything. It just seems content to look at you all with this big smiley face on it, and it's like, well, thanks for opening the door.
Happy to help. So the last keeper was able to give us a piece to get out of here. Is that something you can do for us, or?
My job is to watch the toys.
Okay. Watch them for what? What would they do? They seem very happy and content here.
Not
all of them.
Am here to watch the toys, it says. See, kind of dodging your question. Maybe it doesn't understand.
Jack?
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at Jack.
What? He says, listen, I have been trying to ask you how to get out of here for a very long time, and you aren't answering my questions, so that's why I had to put you in here. Do you understand? And the chess piece sort of smiles. It's like, I'm just here to watch the toys. And Jack looks at you all desperately.
Is the keeper wearing, what is he wearing?
They're not wearing anything. It's just a chess piece. It's just a chess piece.
He's just a bishop, hey, essentially, isn't it? It's the bishop piece. We need to leave with him.
What if we take the keeper back to the town?
You can't take the keeper. The keeper's my only way to get out of here.
Maybe we might be your way to get out of here. Because we want to get out of here too. And so far, taking the keeper hasn't helped you, right? You're still here. And the keeper's telling us that the only thing that it's meant to do here is to watch the toys. You basically are keeping the keeper from keeping. I think maybe you should come with us and we'll help you with this. But and I kind of looked at everybody else. I'm like, I think that maybe if you can agree with us to take the keeper back to the town to look over the toys, we might be able to get a little further in this puzzle.
The keeper has been here the entire time. I was here before the keeper was. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the keeper being in the town has anything to do. I think that thing knows something that it's not telling us.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation. If Minitios put it here to watch the toys, then it must know where the toys come from. It must know where I came from. So it's got to know how to get back.
Sure. But I think keeping it away from what it's supposed to do is definitely not going to help convince this guy to, you know, tell you that.
Yeah, he might be too preoccupied with going back.
Yeah, maybe it's, I think, if you've tried everything, right? So why don't you try this? What's the worst that's going to happen? It's not going to say anything? Then you can take it back to the castle. You have our word. And I kind of looked at everybody else like, we will escort you back to the castle with the keeper if going to the town doesn't help.
Absolutely.
Kara would definitely say, so in the last gate that we went through, what we had to do was like fix the wrong that was happening. You know, what was wrong was that this meat-like plant thing was taken over and we had to defeat the plant, and then the keeper gave us the piece. While you might have been here before the keeper, clearly there's some kind of game in place, and we gotta play by the rules of the game to figure out how to get out of here. Right, Jack? You're smart enough to get that.
Kara, I don't think Jack realizes the maze.
What maze?
I think Jack was, like, born. I don't think he knows that. I don't think Jack's an outsider.
I don't think so either. Well, what I'm getting is that he is aware that he was made. And so there are rules. And, you know, you gotta follow the rules of the game to win the game.
We are aware that there's a game. We've been playing it.
If we leave here, you have to promise me that I can come with you when you leave. Otherwise, I'm not letting you leave. This is everything I've ever wanted, and it took a lot to get here.
I mean, I'll carry you. It's no sweat off my back.
We will hold on to you.
Minitios has some explaining to do.
I agree. There's a whole reason why we're trying to talk to her, too.
Okay. Then if you think it will help, I will come back with you to this town. Go! He, like, yells at the black chess piece, who kind of stands up. He's like, oh, okay, that's what we're doing. And then starts to, like, stand up and kind of, like, waddles out of the room, just humming vapidly into the air.
Can we respectfully carry you?
Yeah, that's fine. It'll go faster.
Okay, cool.
I will restrain a chess piece with no limbs with my bean sack rope.
On your back, right?
Yeah, like it did have little arms.
It has little arms that it sticks out, and it's like, oh, okay. You know, it'll happily follow you. It seems very content. It's like a very easygoing dog.
I like baby Bjorn it to my back. Yeah. That's what I
do. So you all want to just head out of the castle and back over the moat?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I really want to check out the rest of this castle, though. I want to go through things.
Yeah, and if you do, you know, and you look around, Jack will explain, it changes based on what I want.
Sweet. Whoa, so there, buddy.
There's not much else here.
Oh, that's really interesting.
I could see why you'd want to come back if this doesn't work. Nice digs, man.
The longer I've been here, the more I've been able to change things.
That's cool.
Is it?
Yes.
And he looks at you. I can't change this. And he points at his, like, sewed off bottom.
While we're walking. Arnold's gonna be like, yeah, so? But you can change all this. And I'm going to point to the weather and, like, the other things that he was talking about. I'm like, I would rather change that than that. And I point to his probably clipped spring or whatever he did to himself. I'm like, also, you did change that, by the way. I don't know if you forgot, but you did change that. Hmm. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I don't know why I can change any of this. I don't know why we're here, and I don't know why I can't leave. So that sort of puts a damper on the cool changing castle.
Well, yeah. But we're here, and we're going to help figure it out. So I hope you're excited. I'm excited.
He does not seem excited as you cross over the drawbridge. And you hear, like, cheering sounds coming from across the way where you see all the other toys are, like, playing with the beach balls now. They figured it out, and they're having a great time. And Jack just lets out this depressed sigh.
Oh, it's so hard being the only conscious and self-aware one in the room.
Oh, boy. yeah, and all the other, you know, the toys see you, and you're like, oh, wow, and kind of look at Jack, and, you know, the beholder floats over and is like, hello, Jack? It's nice to see you. And Jack makes, like, a sound.
I think maybe, like, a slow, like, Jack, 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 woo! Like, celebratory.
And the toys do, and they'll start doing it because they practice it before, yeah. So they're able to, like, nail it this time. And Jack just sort of looks at all of you and is like, can we please go? All
right. You know, back like, where we come from, we call those kids, and they kind of grow on you. Especially these ones are really good listeners.
They're really happy to celebrate you, and it's not what you want right now, but let's just help them to get through this.
Well, me getting out of here is the only way to help them because they're going to wind up just like me.
Well, let's celebrate that. Jack! 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 Jack!
He, like, so he's on your back, Clara, yeah. And he's like, what is wrong with that toy?
Saya wants to, like, lean over quietly to the beholder or one of the other toy monsters and just say, like, do you know of any way, or maybe it'd be a nice gift to Jack for deciding to come out and help everyone, if you found some pieces that maybe can put him back together, help him stand on his own two feet again, if you know of anything like that, maybe start working on something to, you know, help him support himself a little bit better. He'd really appreciate it, I think.
I think they need specific instructions, like crutches.
Yeah, they're definitely like, what? they look at you.
Jack is very smart. Jack is very smart, and he's made some wonderful toys using his own resources. So why don't you go into the castle, or maybe in your own village, you'll see like some planks.
Jack will chime in and say, I didn't make those toys. Manitios made those toys. And they can't talk, but they probably have it just as bad as I do.
I do not like this situation one little bit. Don't like it. Don't like it.
and the beholder will, you know, nod and say, we'll look around. I think we have a doctor's office. I don't know what it's for, but maybe there's some things in there.
It's empty. There's no doctor.
I don't know. We've never been inside. Should we look?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ask what the doctor can do.
We've never been inside any of the buildings. There are so many, though.
Just start opening doors and see what you discover.
Sounds fun.
Opening doors. Yeah, and they're contemplating this as you all are marching back towards the scenic little town you initially started in. And as you do approach, you see that now big banners have been strung up, and there's like lots of like colorful, you know, things that have just been hung over. It's a lot of just flowers that have been placed on places. And, you know, all of these monsters are like, yay! As you come back in, standing along either sides of the road.
I imagine wood shavings for confetti.
Yeah. I've been painted different colors. As you're walking into town.
I think this is my least favorite fucking thing you've created. Yay! I think this might be the most uncomfortable I've been in any of these dungeons.
The chess piece that's been walking around with you and say, ah, home sweet home. Guess it's time to go back to work.
Yeah. Do it.
Can you let me go? It says to you, Saye, who has your beanbag rope strung around it.
Where do you do your work? Where is your building or your home?
The town hall.
I'll take you there. We walk to the town hall.
Yeah, and it's like this big building right by the gazebo, you know, where you called that town meeting. And, you know, this chess piece like walks up to the door and opens it up and steps inside. And you see that there is a big office with all this neat little wooden furniture that's been painted white. And this chess piece walks across the carpet here. And you do see that right behind the desk is this very large mantelpiece. And up on the mantel is a key. That is like a trophy, like you would see like a big fish on the wall. Mm-hmm. It's right there. And the chess piece is like, ha, 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 and goes like walks over and sits down at the desk and puts their hands on top and just freezes and smiles at you all.
You're so good at your job.
Thank you.
Make a move for that key.
Yeah, everyone at once.
I don't know, though. Telepathic, I'm like, I don't know. This has been so lighthearted. I wonder if that thing's going to have, like, snake-like reflexes as soon as we make a move for that key.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, I can't feel pain here.
Yeah. Okay. We all reach for the key, I think.
All right. Do you want to make a check to try and do this very quickly, or are you just going to go for it?
Barreling forward and trying to grab it.
You still have Jack on your back, right?
Yeah. I think, and as you start running, Jack will start screaming, saying, "You can't leave me! You can't leave me! You can't leave me!"
Oh, we got you!
Yeah, Kara's got you.
We're not. But you're like, literally...
I assume Kara's heading for it first, but if any of you are heading for it, I'm just going to point outside the door that we just came through and be like, "What's that toy doing?" to the bishop. And like, what's happening there?
Oh yeah, the bishop is like, oh no, and looks away. Like Kara, as your hand smacks onto this key.
I'm so horrified by all of this.
And you know, as you grasp this key, the bishop piece is like, oh no, and you all feel that blackout sensation that you had before when you got here, and you land once again in front of this gate with just stone down around you, and there's a little clattering sound as you see just a little black bishop rolls across the ground.
Is Jack with us?
Snatch it. I snatch the bishop.
Jack is not with you.
What?
You don't feel anything, Kara, on your back.
Oh
no!
I tried.
Words for later, right?
When we talk to Nitios,
we have plenty of things to ask, and that's just on the fucking list.
Yeah, I gotta. Sai is just telling herself the world resets as soon as you leave. It just resets, goes back to the way it was. They don't remember what happened. That's what I gotta say to move on with my life.
I feel like I can hear Jack's like, no, like resounding.
Is it Jack or is it your guilt?
Both. I think that those are two entities that have shaken hands in this particular situation.
Little blue glass bead tears everywhere. Ugh.
You all are back in your normal fleshy forms. So nothing about you has changed other than this piece laying on the ground, which is indeed the Black Bishop. You see that Chess's camp is gone. They did say that they were going to go move on and, you know, do another gate. So you all are alone here.
Jack's alone there.
What if we destroyed the gate?
I'm writing Jack in all big capital letters, and we better not forget to talk about it.
I don't like that one bit.
This is great!
I would fight 100 man-eating flowers before I did that again.
Yeah, I think that one, like, yeah, the man-eating flower thing and the weird shit that we've been through a lot. That one, I'm, like, particularly all, like, clocked on. I don't know.
There's no long rest just for your brain, because that's what I feel like I need right now.
That's gonna just get shoved real, like, one of those other things. I'm going to shove it down. And then just be like, well, focus on the mission. Don't have time to feel or think about this thing. Like,
who's got the
cool
mem?
What's
yeah, speaking of the mission,
yeah,
what are you all doing? Yeah, who did Chess give the map to? I can't remember.
I think Saya
who asked. Yeah, probably. I think you asked Chess to draw a map, and they drew a great little map of the maze for you, so you can look at it, and you're like, okay, yep, you have this in front of you.
Yeah, basically, and I'm pretty sure, did they not also tell us which gates they'd be heading to, so that we could head to the others?
They did.
We're going
to
the west.
They marked the ones that they've already been to, and highlighted the ones that we need to go to.
Okay. So then, yeah, we'll just head to the next closest gate.
Yeah, and I believe they had told you that the other gate left, the one that they were leaving for you, was sort of depicted like a, I don't remember if they actually told you, but it has like a flame.
Oh, Jesus.
Dope.
So do you want to wind through the maze to head towards this gate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you do. You turn around corners, winding your way now with purpose through this labyrinth that has been laid out in front of you. And as you turn each corner, something tugs at your mind. You're not sure if it's something that's real. You're not sure if it's something that's an illusion or magic or something. But you can hear this scream of frustration.
Fuck you. Fuck you, goddammit.
Step into this latest, hopefully this final, if Chess has been honest with you, this gate looms up in front of you, identical to all the others, and bearing a flame. But as you look at it, you also see there's something else. There's a hammer in front of this flame, and the empty gate stands before you. And that's where we're gonna end for today! That's where we're gonna end for today!
It's a gate made for us. The things we like. I like fire, you like hammers.
Like a blacksmithing moment?
Fine! Like a blacksmithing moment is exactly what you're...
It's not just fire for fire.
The vibe you're getting from it.
Wait, that deep existential scream, we all just like felt it.
You felt it.
And we looked at each other and we're like, you felt it?
We'll save you, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone in chat, for feeling the same anger that I do.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, everyone.
I'm not okay.
I had you yelling, fuck me, at the end. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
This is good. You know what? I'm sure this gate will be just full of happy rainbow margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's what that gate was at first.
Well, thank you, everybody, so much. But anyway, I have been your Dungeon Master, Celeste Conowich.
I've been your perplexed Moon Elf Warlock Arnadella Thill, played by Brittany Quintero.
I have been Fair Valen, the Tiefling Sorceress, played by Katie.
I'm Nassim, and I'm your traumatized human monk, Sayanor.
And I'm Sage, and I played Kara, your jack-carrying cleric.
And that's that.
Yay!
You all are great. If this was your first time, yeah, welcome. Please subscribe. Please give us a follow so we can get more cute emotes that Katie can make and do all kinds of fun stuff. And of course, check us out on social media everywhere at Venture Maidens. All right, that's all. So until next time. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening to another episode of the Venture Maidens podcast. If you are all caught up and you are looking for more good Venture Maidens content, make sure to join us as a patron. by donating monthly on our Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/VentureMaidens, or if you just type in Venture Maidens Patreon in Google, you can get access to literally hundreds of hours of bonus content. That includes an entire campaign in podcast form of a playthrough of the Wizards of the Coast module, Descent into Avernus, DM'd by Sage. You can also grab Sage's latest campaign, The Rising Hunger, which is a gothic horror campaign, by donating just $1 a month to get access to 2 entire seasons of additional content. That is, of course, on top of all of the other rewards you get, including monthly coloring pages that we post, bonus items, notes about the world, just a ton of really great stuff. This show is completely free. We don't make any money just from you folks listening on podcast platforms. So we really, really appreciate those of you who take the extra time and effort to give even just $1 a month to show that you enjoy the hours and hours of work and content we put out for you folks. So check it out. Become a patron today. Become a hero. All right. Well, that's all from me. So we'll see you next time.